You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
On the breakfast grill today, Mr. Wei Chuan Beng, who's the managing director of Red Tone International Berhad, welcome to the studios, Mr. Wei. Now,
Thank you. Let's talk
a little bit very quickly about transformation exercise or a makeover exercise for the company. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, Red Tone has been known to be the number one discounted call provider in the country since quite a few years ago. And then you would notice that the voice, the discount, typically has come to a mature state.
Mm.
And this day, we are talking about connected businesses, connected people. Therefore, data business, connectivity via internet, is one that is picking up. And Red Tone has strongly positioned itself to venture into data business since 2 years ago. So right now, we see that data is growing fast, while voice is maturing and maintaining its just the same level of revenue. So therefore, transformation means we want to ensure there's a good revenue mix and also distribution of income from local as well as overseas market, especially from China.
All right. So that this basically means that this was something which has been in the works, has been planned as you've been monitoring trends in the market, rather than something that had to be done by the company, because for the first time last year, news was not so good for Tone. People, you know, there were some analysts, people in the industry who said they had to move it this way. Like, you know, they had to cover some of the losses that happened.
Right. We have made some investment that some of this didn't turn out that well. Like, for example, in a country like Pakistan. That's right. And also one or two ventures that could not really take off. So therefore, we have to take a strong and decisive decision to just move on. So therefore, make provision and so forth. So those are actually important decisions so that we don't carry the old baggage while moving forward.
So it was a mix, I guess, of something that had to be done. But if you were going to do it, let's do it in a sensible business way that will allow you to succeed. I guess that's basically what I'm getting from you. All right, let's talk a little bit about, okay, repositioning yourself into, I think the phrase used by one of your officers was a challenger telco. I thought that was an interesting positioning to take, about being an alternative provider, one that would bring fair and better alternatives in terms of performance, in terms of pricing. Let's talk about that. How are you moving in this direction to become the challenger telco?
We have to start from the area of our strength. We have been doing R&D in the area of telecommunications since 1996. So with that, we are able to come up with packages, be it the discounted voice call, be it the data services, that will be rather different from the incumbent telcos. And we think it is important to create new values. Now, the primary customers of Red Tone are the businesses, the enterprises, the corporate customers. They always look at ways to reduce costs. They want to increase their customers. They want to improve their customer service. That's where Red Tone, with the data lines, with the value-added services, with the voice-over internet calls, can achieve these three objectives.
So you don't think this market, the SME market, is saturated already? So many people are trying to like get in there with so many things. And, you know, it's like, why would you want to go into this sector?
If I may just take you back to 2001, when a dot-com bubble crashed. And then the world actually has gone into some recession, but not as severe as this time. Then people didn't have budget for capex. They want to save costs. That's when our discounted call started to pick up. And very soon, because of our ability to really create value in cost saving, we became number one in just 2-3 years in the country. So likewise, at the moment, people want to save costs, want to improve their customer service, improve their sales through internet, through data, by linking the people to the businesses, by reducing the headcounts and using technology. That's where we believe, again, we are strongly positioned to help them. When we can help them, we help ourselves to grow our revenue.
What exactly is going to be provided? There are those who will say, yes, a lot of business who, you know, is going to be done out in the field, if you like. But I don't want someone to come and offer me ringtones. That's not what I need. I need to be able to get my hands on information. I need to be able to connect to head office or whatever it is to be able to get some numbers that I can feed to my client that I'm meeting out here. Yeah, don't come and say, you know, download some song. I don't want that.
Excellent. In our survey, we find that still about 50% of SMEs are not doing their business using emails, using the power of internet. And in fact, e-commerce is still a very infant stage in the country, unlike China or US, Europe. And when people go on e-commerce, for example, to do sales, they need to have servers. They need to have big internet pipe. We actually provide multiple links to SME and corporate customers using wireless technology, fiber technology, the normal landline technology, satellite technology combined to give them high-speed connectivity so that they can perform their business using internet. And this connectivity alone is also supported by value add. Let's say, for example, they want to have customer database that they want to call out to.
Yeah.
So therefore, we also have got programs that allow them from the PC, have the view of the customer names, they can call out, they can SMS out, and customers can also reply back to their PC. So by doing so, they can reach out to the customers, they can reach out to the salespeople in a very efficient manner.
And this is different to what your competitors are doing?
I believe we certainly stay very much ahead of this.
Taking your first mover advantage to
right,
the maximum.
Right.
Let's talk about WiMAX. Like everybody talks, you know, when you say Redtone, everybody says WiMAX. Now, there may be one or two people still out there for their benefit. Mr. Wu, tell us a little bit more about WiMAX, you know, what it's meant to do, and then I'll ask you about how much money you put into it. But tell us first what
it
does.
Some people also ask me, why not Max?
Well,
WiMAX is just one of the wireless technology to provide the broadband or provide the internet connectivity. We, in fact, have started the wireless data services or wireless internet or wireless broadband way before WiMAX. In fact, we have the most number of customers, corporate customers, using our wireless technology. In fact, can safely say that we are the number one in the wireless data service provider. Now, here comes WiMAX. That is actually a newer technology that allow the connectivity to a fixed line, to a fixed location, as well as when the location or the person can be mobile. So it is very new, and around the world, there are a number of countries experimenting with this. While we have not seen much success yet, we believe the first phase of WiMAX will be to serve fixed location, be it residential or businesses. So therefore, in a case of East Malaysia where we serve, we have gone out there, we have rolled out the service in Sabah, and we are launching soon in Sarawak. We first are offering our service to businesses, subsequently to consumers, with a fixed location. Subsequently, then they can move around.
Yeah, when you talk about Sabah and Sarawak, generally people like, you don't. This is the problem. Sabah and Sarawak, you talk about broadband. Hey, Peninsula, different stories. Sabah and Sarawak, completely different story.
Yeah, we can talk about, you know, the broadband penetration or data penetration in a country. That is actually an average. Let's say, for example, we say we have 2 million users broadband in a country, but the high concentration is actually in Peninsula. When we go to Sabah, Sarawak, we are very, very shocked, because we find that the market there is very, very underserved.
Mm.
So we believe that we certainly have got a lot of room for us to play our role, and it also means that opportunity. And more so, the connectivity to the rural areas. Here, you know, we can go to anywhere like the Jasin, the Temerloh, whatever. We find that, you know, telecommunication services, broadband, all these,
you can
they
take
are
it for
available.
Granted. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. But the moment you go to East Malaysia, you go just a little bit outside the town, the scenario is totally different. So therefore, we believe we like to work actively and as well as together with the government to provide the connectivity. They're talking about very basic connectivity to Sabah, Sarawak. There lies the opportunity for us as well.
Right, you're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm talking to Mr. Wei Chuan Beng, who's the MD of Redtone International Berhad. Just carrying on from that, I told you then I would ask you about the numbers. So how much have you put down into this? There are, well, you know, people are watching stocks, and of course they're watching companies, and they're watching yours, and they're going, wow, that's brave. You know, you must have had to invest very heavily in setting up something like this. Of course, the opportunities are there, but coming on top of business ventures overseas that didn't produce the kind of yields that you wanted it to, coming on top of unexpected losses related to your associate companies, that this was a very bold move.
Well, thanks for the question. In the East Malaysia, we work with MCMC to provide the coverage, and there are some clear guidelines that we must be able to cover 25% of population. And the fortunate thing is this, because of the concentration of population in a few cities, by covering a few cities, we actually meet the minimal guideline by the MCMC. So as such, the investment tend to be rather minimal, and those high concentration areas also tend to be commercially viable. So as such, we put up one base station, we will then populate the users in that base station, then move on to build another base station. We don't take the approach whereby, bam, we put in all the infrastructure and wait for business to come. We do one step at a time and in tandem with the sign-up of the customers. So by doing so, yes, you may see that we may have to invest over stages, like 20 million or so for this state or two, and then moving on in subsequent phases. However, it's done together with the sign-up of customers.
You're covering that. So that's where you're covering, you know, the cost, your expenditure, if you like. But how did you raise that money initially? Went out and borrowed, and thereby, you know, affecting your gearing, or you raised it internally? You know, Mr. Wei says, I've got a spare 10 million, use my money first.
Well, the good news is this, Redtone as a company has got zero gearing.
Zero?
Right. Zero.
Even
now? Until now. So we feel that funding this infrastructure, it will come from both internal fund and some of it, it will make sense for us to also finance this through third party sources.
You said, all right, minimal. Someone might hear and say, well, 20, I don't consider minimal, but fine. You put in a plan to recoup the investment that you made, the financial investment that you made. How soon are you going to see a return on this investment? Because after all, the aim this year, at least, is to try and break even, right?
Certainly. First of all, let me talk about the numbers, right?
Right.
Revenue, while we find that is like flat compared to the previous year, however, it is actually with a transformation because while we have divested the Pakistan business, China side has picked up, so therefore it kind of cover the, you know, the shortfall in the revenue. And also, while voice has actually decreased in the revenue, but data has actually come on board. So therefore, you find that there's a balancing act there. And because the foundation has been laid, our financial end by May. Last May, the next financial year, we, in fact, in this challenging economic environment, we could foresee growth. So I thought it's a very good news because just like the saying, the good managers and good companies perform averagely in very bad time.
BFM 89.9, the business station.